Praise God. Truly, when the Lord moves sa ating mga buhay, tayo ay nababago. Amen po ba doon? Good morning po sa inyong lahat. Kamusta po kayo? Comfortable po ba kayo sa inyo pong inuupuan? Ako po, kamustahin niyo po ako. Ako po ay kinakabahan. Pero salamat sa Panginoon sa kanya pong appointed time. And for our pastors, sila po ang nagtalaga sa akin para po mag-share po sa inyo ng word po ni God today. So, sila po ngayon ay nasa isang mission trip sa banda doon, yan, sa Europe. At I think if it's Sunday na po doon, ay magkakaroon po sila ng pre-encounter sa ating pong mga kapatiran sa Crossroad London. And then, magkakaroon din po sila ng Evangelistic Sunday where they will win people, kasamahan po nila ang ating mga kapatid sa Crossroad London. So, let's continue to remember them in our prayers po, kasi marami po talaga silang haharapin doon at marami din po silang pupuntahan. So, yes, and we also welcome once again ang ating mga bisita. Nandito po ba sila, mga first time? Second time? Hello po, welcome po sa Crossroad. Nung kayo po ba ay pumasok, meron pong welcome sa inyo na ushers? Meron? Yes, meron. Mga friendly ushers. Kasi naalala ko, merong isang matandang babae. Yan, excited na sila. Merong isang matandang babae. Excited siyang mag-church. So pumunta siya sa isang local church. Local country church. So pagpasok niya doon, syempre, ay siya po ay winelcome ng isang friendly usher. Lalaki, ngiting-ngiti. Tapos, di siya, syempre, inalalayan siya, paakyat siya ng hagdanan, ayan. Tapos po, pagpasok niya, sabi ng usher, saan mo po wag gustong maupo? Saan niyo po gustong maupo, ate? Ay, dahil excited talaga ako mag-church ngayon, gusto kong maupo sa pinakaharapan. Pinakaharapan. Ay, sabi ng usher, kung ako po sa inyo, hindi ko po gugustuhin maupo sa harapan. Ay, bakit naman? Kasi napaka-boring po ng speaker. Ay, nagalit yung babae. Ang sabi po ng babae, alam mo ba kung sino ako? Eh, sino po ba kayo? Ako lang naman ang nanay ng speaker. Ay, ganun po ba? Eh, di napakamot yung usher. Ayan, sabi naman ng usher, ako po ba kilala nyo kung sino ako? Ang sabi, sino ka ba? Hindi kita kilala. Mabuti naman po. Ayan, so, well, hindi po sa Crossroad yan. Thank you sa support. Ayan, hindi po sa Crossroad yan. At syempre po, sa mga nakasama natin, nitong nakaraan po, September. Sino po mga nakasama natin ng September? Ayan, syempre tayo-tayo din po yun, no? At meron po tayong naging exciting journey during those times. At tayo po ay nag-journey in honoring our God. Remember po? Sige nga po, mag-recall lang po tayo ng konti. Ano nga po yung una nating pinag-usapan? We can honor our God with our worship. And then pangalawa po, we can honor our God in our work. Ayan. And we can honor our God with mission. We can honor our God in faithful stewardship. And last Sunday, we can honor our God with our wealth. Amen? Natatandaan niyo po ba yan? So, napaka-exciting po ng ating journey at napakarami po nating natutunan mula dyan. At syempre po, this month, ay anong month na po ba? October na. At ano pong nilulook forward natin kapag ka-October? Anniversary celebration! Sabihin nga po natin, happy birthday, Crossroad! Yes. And isa pa po sa nililook forward natin ngayong October ay ang ating Pastor's Appreciation Month. Yan. This month is our way and our time to honor our pastors. So this time, sige po, how can we really honor our pastors? And that is to be undercover. Yan. So ito po ang ating new theme for the month of October, undercover. So excited po ba tayong malaman Yan. How can we be responsible followers? And how can we honor our pastors the way God sees them? So kung excited na po tayo na malaman, I am encouraging everyone to stand up. Tayo po tayong lahat. And let's open our Bible sa Numbers chapter 12. Sige po. Numbers chapter 12. And I would like to ask all the gentlemen in the house to read verse 1. And all the ladies in the house to read verse 2. And then alternating na po tayo. Are you ready? Yan, kita po ba? Ayan, kung ready na po tayo, let's flash the verse on screen. And let's begin to read. Verse 2, and they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us? And the Lord heard it.
Now the man of Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth.
And suddenly, the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tent of meeting. And the three of them came out. Verse 5.
And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forward.
Hear my words. There's prophet. I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. Verse 7.
Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house.
With him I speak mouth to mouth, clearly and not in riddles. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Verse 9.
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed.
When the cloud removed from over the tent, Miriam was? Verse 11.
And Aaron said to Moses, O my Lord, do not punish us because we have done foolishly and have sinned.
Let her not be us dead, whose flesh is half eaten away when he comes out of his mother's womb.
And Moses cried to the Lord, O God, please heal her, please.
But the Lord said to Moses, if her father has... outside the camp 7 days, and after that she may be brought in again. So
Miriam was shot outside the camp 7 days, and the people did not set out on the march till Miriam was brought in again.
And after that, the people set out. Bless the Lord for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Father. You are the God who sees us. You are the God who speaks to us. And you are the God who cares for us. Today, we recognize, Lord, our limitation. Ang aming pangunawa, Panginoon, ay maaring limited. But today, God, we ask you, Lord, to saturate our minds with your presence. You saturate our hearts, Lord. And we pray for your wisdom to come upon us and help us to understand your word. Speak to us, Lord, and change us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sige po, makakaupo na po tayong lahat. Okay, so dito po sa ating pag-aaralan ngayon, ay ito po ay galing sa Book of Numbers. And yung Book of Numbers po ay isinulat ni Moses. So si Moses po ay isa po siyang leader ng Israel, ng buong Israel, at siya po ay nagsulat ng 5 libro sa Bible. At isa nga po doon ang Book of Numbers. Kung babalikan niyo po sa inyong mga Biblia, ang Book of Numbers po, dito po nakatala ang kwento ng Israel simula nang sila po ay palayain ng Panginoon sa pagkakaalipin sa Ehipsyo. At dinala po sila sa ilang. Ito po ang kanilang journey for 40 years kung saan natala po dito ang mga instructions ng Lord sa kanila, mga dapat at hindi nila dapat gawin. At gayon din naman, natala din po dito ang lahat ng kanilang katigasan ng ulo. Paulit-ulit na pagsuway sa Panginoon. At particular nga po dito, sa Numbers 12, ay yung mismong kapatid na ni Moses. Tama po, kapatid po ni Moses, si Miriam at si Aaron. Ate po nila, si Miriam. At sila mismo, imagine niyo po, sila mismo ay tinuligsa ang kanilang leader na si Moses. Yan. So you can check that sa ating pong Bible para po masundan nyo rin po ako sa aking pong mga isi-share sa inyo. So nung time po na yun, para lang po ma-explain ko, nung time po na yun ay meron pong concern si Miriam, meron po siya, at yun po ay ano nga po yun, according sa kwento natin, ang pag-aasawa ni Moses ng Cushite woman. At mula doon, pinag-usapan nila ni Aaron, si Moses, at sino daw po ang nakarinig sa kanila? Si God. Narinig ni God ang kanilang pagbubulong-bulungan. At doon ay agad-agad naman na si God ay nagpatawag ng meeting. Yan. Moses, Miriam, Aaron, halilang kayong tatlo dito. Yan. So pumunta sila sa isa meeting, sa tent of meeting. At doon po ay nakita natin na kinausap sila ng Panginoon. At doon ay ipinakita din ng Lord kung sino si Moses, his appointed leader over all Israel. At mula din doon, nakita din natin how God seriously dealt talaga sa ginawa ni Miriam. She criticized Moses. And God responded immediately. No, talagang kumilos agad ang Panginoon when Miriam and Aaron criticized the one God appointed as leader over Israel. At doon, ano pong nangyari kay Miriam? Siya po ay pinarusahan. Siya po ay nagkaroon ng leprosy o ketong. At siya po ay shinot up ni Lord outside the camp for 7 days. So that's the story. And ito po ay written, no, 1,000 years ago. At nakita natin that before pa lang, there are people, no, na talagang they challenge the authority. They challenge the authority. And sa totoo lang po, hanggang ngayon, nangyayari po yan inside the church. Amen po ba doon? Yeah, that someone, no, somewhere along the way, someone challenged the authority. And makikita natin ngayon, no, kung paano po ito nakakaapekto sa atin. Saan po ba nanggagaling ang sinasabing critical spirit? Sabi nga po natin, critical spirit. Yun. Saan nga po ba ito nanggagaling? At ano nga po ba ito? At kung paano po ito nakakaapekto sa atin? I'm sure when you dig in the Numbers 12 po, marami po kayong madidiscover dyan. But today, just allow me to journey with you sa Numbers 12 as to how God journeyed with me habang ako po ay nag-aaral sa salitang ito. So sabi po dito, what is a critical spirit? According po kay Shannon, ayan, sige po, a critical spirit is a negative attitude of the heart. Sabi nga po natin, negative attitude. Yeah. This is a negative attitude of the heart that aims to condemn, tear down, and destroy with words. So yun po pala ang critical spirit. At sabi pa dito, a critical spirit create blind spots in a person's heart and mind, causing them to believe that they are being constructive. Pero in general, it is characterized as ungodly. So, meron dito yung critical spirit, akala niya, ang kanyang mga sinasabi ay constructive. Ang kanyang sinasabi ay nakakatulong. So, pero, yun pala ay isang pagbubulag sa kanyang puso't isipan na ang pagiging mapuna niya, na akala niya nagiging constructive siya, ay nagkakalikha na ng pagkawasak ng reputasyon ng isang tao o ng isang church. So ano po ba ang pagkakaiba ng pagkakaroon ng constructive criticism at ng critical spirit. So napaka-thin lang daw po ng linya ng pagkakaiba ng dalawang ito at maging ng isa pang gift, spiritual gift na galing sa Panginoon na tinatawag na discernment. Yo, ano po bang pagkakaiba ng tatlo na yon? Pag sinabi po natin constructive criticism, ang sabi po dito ni Shannon, it's more of it involves opinions that are meant to build up. So a constructive criticism, ang kanyang sinasabi, though may salitadong critic, pero ang sinasabi na constructive criticism ay mga bagay na nakaka-construct, mga bagay na nagbi-build up, mga bagay na ang layunin ay matulungan ng isang tao upang siya ay makatayo at magkaroon ng confidence sa kanya pong mga sarili, sa kanya pong sarili. At yun naman pong discernment, ano naman pong pagkakaiba nito? Discernment is the ability to tell both good and wrong words. Both good and critical words. So, si discernment naman, sasabihin niya sa iyo kung ano ang mabuti at sasabihin din po niya kung ano po ang nakakasama. Pero si critical spirit, ang goal lang niya at ang nakikita lang niya ay puro mali. So, siguro mas kilala niyo siya as fault finder. Wala siyang nakikitang maganda. Wala siyang nakikitang ikabubuti ng isang tao. Puro lamang ikade-destroy ng isang tao. So, sa tingin niyo po ba, itong klase ng ganitong spirit ay harmful? Amen? Yes, this is very harmful. At napaka-importante po that we recognize and we allow God right now in our midst to search our hearts. Let's search our hearts kasi hindi po ito. Si Miriam nga po eh, she's a prophetess. And yet, meron pala siya sa puso niya na critical spirit. So right now, as a church, let's just allow God to search our hearts and give us appropriate posture as we recognize having this kind of spirit. Amen po ba doon? So this is the surfacing problem. Ito po yung lumulutang, no? Mapuna, maraming nasasabi, ang daming opinion na hindi niya na nakikita na nakakawasak na pala siya. Pero meron siyang hugot. Ang lahat ng bagay ay may hugot. Meron niyang pinanggagalingan. And let me propose to you three things na pinanggagalingan po ng critical spirit. Una na po dito ay self-doubt. Sabihin nga po natin self-doubt. So sabi po sa verse 1, then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has He not spoken through us as well? So these are the lingering questions, the lingering doubts na meron po kay Miriam. San ito nanggagaling? Ito ba ay baka naman nagtatanong lang naman talaga si Miriam. Pero nung binasa po natin, the words spoke against, ang sa Hebrew word, ang translation po niya ay debar. Grabe, no? Parang sa English, pag narinig mo siya, debar. Parang nanglalamon. Pero sa Hebrew word, debar. Debar siya. At ang translation niya po is to speak in discourse fashion. There's a sense of distraction. Nung nilapitan ni Miriam, si Aaron, meron na siyang motivation to really tear down Moses. Nawasakin ang kanyang kapatid. Ang lalim po ng pinanggagalingan ni Miriam. At mula dito, bakit po si Miriam lang? Kasi pag binasa niyo po sa Bible, very rare na nauuna ang pangalan ng babae kaysa sa lalaki. So this story, it emphasized that it was Miriam who initiated the conversation. And it was Miriam na talagang gusto niya na mapag-usapan o magkaroon ng bulung-bulungan patungkol sa kanyang kapatid. At dito, makikita natin, doon sa tanong niya na, si Lord ba, talagang si Moses lang ang kinakausap? Hindi ba tayo ay kinakausap din naman niya? So yung tanong po na yon, actually, hindi po yun totoo. Kasi si Lord ay may mga instances sa Bible dito during this time na kinakausap din po sila ng Panginoon. Like for example, in Exodus 4:27, tingnan po natin. Sa Exodus 4:27, pinakita po dyan that God spoke to Aaron. Sabi doon, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. This is the time when God called Moses and he was reluctant, tatatakot siya kasi hindi siya magaling magsalita. So God spoke to Aaron para puntahan si Moses para makatulong niya sa papalaya sa Israel. So meron din naman in Exodus chapter 15 verses 20 to 21, ito po nung nakatawid na sila sa Red Sea, ay si God, he impressed words, no? He inspired words to Miriam. At siya po ay nag-prophesy. Nagsayaw pa siya, no? At talagang sinabi niya through singing and dancing ang mga salita ng Panginoon. So God spoke to Miriam. At ganun din naman, God spoke through the elders of Israel. At makikita po natin yan sa Numbers chapter 11 verses 24 to 25. Ang sabi po dyan, so Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took some of the power of the Spirit that was on Moses and put it on the 70 elders. So nagkaroon po ba dito ng revelation si God sa elders? So ibig sabihin, God spoke to the 70 elders. So sometimes, no, ano daw yung issue ni Miriam ulit? That Moses married a Cushite woman. So ako, naisip ko, mali bang mag-asawa ng Cushite woman? Is it against the law? So, wala po sa Bible na it's against the law na nag-asawa si Moses ng Cushite woman. So, eh di ba ate, meron siyang asawa, si Zipporah, yung anak ni Jethro. So, si Zipporah naman po, according sa mga Bible scholars, it's either nung time na ito, siya ay namatay na, or kaya naman, ang nangyari po ay si Zipporah ang tinutukoy dito. Kasi hindi naman sinabing Moses married again. Wala rin naman pong ganun eh. So, possible din po na si Zipporah din to. But, alam niyo po ba kung bakit Cushite? Because a Cushite woman has dark complexion. Siya po ay, pardon the word, negra. No? Siya po ay mayroong maitim na skin. At ito, sila po ay nagkakaroon ng prejudice. Nagkakaroon ng racial discrimination. Siya po ay hindi nila kalahi. Kaya may ganong damdamin si Miriam. Pero is that really the main issue here, mga kapatid? Sa tingin niyo po, is that really the main issue? That is what happening when we have the critical spirit. We don't really deal with the main issue. We tend to highlight things na hindi naman talaga yon ang main issue. At ang tinatago nun ay ang mga sugat ng ating mga puso. Ang ating insecurities, ang ating inggit, ang ating mga selos. So makikita natin dito, no, bakit, saan nanggagaling si Miriam? Saan nanggagaling si Miriam? So I saw two things. Maaring siya ay may insecurity kasi ang kanyang kapatid, si Aaron, ay high priest. Samantalang si Moses naman, leader of all Israel. Eh kapatid naman siya, nasan siya? Nasan ako? Ano ako? Diba? At yung isa pa, nag-appoint ng 70 leaders. Remember? Nung si Jethro ay bumisita kay Moses. Nag-appoint ng 70 leaders and yet, wala ang pangalan doon ni Miriam. So talaga namang ang lalim ng pinanggagalingan ni Miriam. So nakita natin, ng kanyang insecurity, nag-led sa kanya na magkaroon ng self-doubt. At nag-lead sa kanya na tuligsain ang kanyang kapatid na si Moses. That's self-doubt. Pangalawa is self-entitlement. Sabihin nga po natin self-entitlement. Oh, this could be one of the roots din po ng pagkakaroon ng critical spirit. Ang sabi po dun sa verse 2, and they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Anong klase kayang tanong ito? Ang sabi dito, this question was meant, again, to tear down Moses. Kasi meron ditong assumption, no? O parang meron siyang ini-imply si Miriam na feeling ni Moses siya lang kinakausap ni Lord. Ikaw din naman kinakausap. So, saan ang galing yun? Kasi sa verse 3 po, kung titingnan ninyo, sa ibang translation, this particular verse is naka-open and close parenthesis. Ang sabi po dito, now the man, Moses, was very humble, more than any man who was set on the face of the earth. So, bakit inilagay ito? Sabi ko kanina, si Moses po ang nagsulat ng numbers. So, sinabi niya, very humble siya. No. This particular verse po, according to Bible scholars, it was Joshua, yung follower po, disciple po ni Moses, ang nag-add nito. No? And this verse, anong in-add niya to dito, it is to combat the verse 2 na nag-ini-imply ni Miriam na si Moses ay prideful. Mayabang, kasi siya lang kinakausap ni Lord. Pero sabi sa verse 3, humble. Very humble po si Moses at wala siyang kagaya sa kanyang pagiging humble sa buong mundo. Yun po ang sinabi dito sa Bible. At sabi po ng mga scholar, yung salitang humble dito, di ba parang saya, no? Yung humble mo naman. Di ba ang saya pong pakinggan nun? Ang humble mo, humble ako eh. Ayan, medyo iba na po yan. No? Pero ang saya pag naririnig mong sabing, ang humble mo naman. Pero actually, sabi dito, ang ibig sabihin daw talaga ng word na humble dito ay weak. Weak and liable to be exploited. Ang sabi pa dito, exploited. Ang sabi po dito, such people, yung ganun daw klaseng character na dinidescribe si Moses, ito daw po yung klase ng character na kailangan niya ng tulong mula sa Panginoon. At sabi pa dito, they are unable to help themselves. Ganong klase ng picture yung dinidescribe dito. And the best word nga daw po na dapat na ginamit dito is miserable. Miserable. Ganon yung picture na pinapakita about Moses. Ano pong ibig sabihin po noon? Ako po, nung bata pa, yan, bata pa po ako, ayan, ano po, may picture ako na pag sinabi si Moses, siya yung humawi, di ba po, ng Red Sea? Ang lakas niya, di ba? Parang ganun yung picture. Grabe, mighty man. Pero nung binasa ko po ito ngayon, parang nagkaroon ako bigla ng picture na si Moses pala ay parang introvert. Yeah, sa mga Gen Z, daming introvertibles ngayon. Yeah, no? Pero siya pala ay introvert. Parang siya ay, alam mo yun, talagang very dependent. No? At babalikan nga natin kanina dun sa Exodus, di ba? Kinailangan pa niya si Aaron para tulungan siyang magsalita in public. So nakikita niyo po yung ibig sabihin? Possibly that Miriam and Aaron, they thought they're better than Moses. I am better than him. And that's the root of critical spirit. Self-entitlement. No, makita natin dito na, hindi, parang mas magaling naman akong magsalita sa kanya, bakit siya nandun? Bakit siya lang kinakausap ni Lord? No, they tend to elevate. And how true sometimes, no, na may ina-appoint talaga si Lord sa ating mga buhay, leaders, mentors natin. Now, we think we are better than them because we tend to measure them, sukatin sila sa kakayahan nilang magsalita, sa mga achievements na meron sila, no? Sa mga accomplishments, and even sa influences na meron sila. And with that, magpagbinasihan natin, bakit ito ang leader ko? Eh, parang mas mayaman pa ako dito. No, mas marami akong influence. Boss ako ng company. Diba? So, pero dito, nakita natin, no, na si Moses was really a humble man. At dito, nakita rin natin na yung pride na meron na kanilang inaakusa kay Moses is actually the same sin that they are using to tear him down. So, that's self-entitlement. So, a critical spirit, no, resides in people who expect and demand to be served. No sense of servanthood ang isang taong may critical spirit. Gusto niya siya ang pinaglilingkuran. Gusto niya pag may kailangan siya, bigay agad. Gusto niya kapag merong siyang hiningi, ipasa mo agad. That's a critical spirit. And pangatlo po is self-interest. Self-interest. And sabi po dito, and they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has He not spoken through us as well? This is not a question, mga kapatid, but an attempt to lift Miriam and Aaron up. They wanted some of the authority and attention Moses received by God's appointment. So they thought they are, this time, kanina, better eh. Pero this time, hindi, magka-level lang naman kami. Pareho naman kaming leader sa Israel. Pareho naman kaming kinakausap ng Panginoon. And Miriam and Aaron accused Moses of pride, the very same sin that motivated them to make the accusation. They wanted what Moses had. They thought they could be equal. Moses kept silent throughout this moment. So nasan si Moses? Narinig na ba natin siyang magsalita? He was silent, no? Kasi hindi pa niya alam na siya ay pinag-uusapan. And sino po ang nakarinig sa kanila? It was God. And when God heard them, suddenly, the word suddenly was there in the verse. Ibig sabihin, there's a sense of urgency. There's a sense na kailangan tong harapin agad. And it was God who dealt with Aaron, Miriam, and Moses. At doon, nakita natin na si Lord ang nagsalita para kay Moses. So these are the three roots, underlying problem ng critical spirit. So this time, let's have a heart check bago tayo magtuloy. No? Some people suspicious sa kanilang mga leaders, sa ating mga pastors, because of envy, because of jealousy. Parang ito po yung tanong. Are you happy when you see your leaders or pastors are promoted and blessed? Amen. Praise God. Or are you looking at them with an envious look, with envious spirit? And when you see the pastors or leaders' weakness, anong tendency natin? Pag nakikita natin yung mentor natin, nag-i-struggle siya. Hindi nga siya makakomplete ng devotion. No? Anong tendency natin? Do we go to our leader, to our pastor, to pray for them? What do you need? How can I help? Or do we find someone and talk about them to that someone and to tear them down? So these are the things we need to check our hearts with. Because the Lord sees the heart, He will reward or punish us with our compulsions and motivations. So akala ni Miriam and ni Aaron, walang nakarinig sa kanila, but God was there. And God punished them. Alright? So okay pa po ba tayo? Ayun. So okay pa po kayo? Ayan. So from here, we will see, ano naging damage ng critical spirit? Ano po ba yung naging damaging effect of critical spirit? There could be two, no? Una is personal. Sa'yo mismo. Nagkakaroon po yan ng damage. Sabi doon, but when the cloud had withdrawn from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. As Aaron turned toward Miriam, behold, she was leprous. Hindi pa na-realize ni Miriam na siya ay nagbago na. It was Aaron who saw na Miriam, may ketong ka na. Yung sakit po na leprosy, actually, is a rotten. No? It rottens the body. It decays the body. And it was considered talaga na pag nagkaroon ka nito, para kang walking death. Yeah. Nabubuhay ka pero patay ka na. And sa case ni Miriam, it was an advanced leprosy. Kasi instant, namuti siya agad. At sabi doon, because God caused her body to reflect her heart. God caused her body to reflect her heart. Kung alam, anong laman ng kanyang puso, yun ang itsura ng kanyang spirito. Yun ang inilabas ng Lord sa kanyang katawan. So, nagko-contemplate po ako, maglalagay ako dyan ng picture ng leprous affected the person. Pero hindi ko na po nilagay kasi baka di po kayo makakain. Ayan. Pero pinapakita po dito that this is very serious. Alam niyo po ba kung paano nagsisimula ang leprosy, ang ketong? Actually, it is believed to be transmitted respiratory, hangin. No? At di mo alam, makatabi mo, may leprosy na pala siya, kanyan. Oops, tinignan na ng katabi. Hangin siya, transferable siya via respiratory tract. Pero pag no, nag-iisipan, oo nga, no? Pag nagsasalita ka, may lumalabas na hangin din sa'yo eh. Di ba? The same airflow, kung saan ka nagsasabi ng criticism, actually the same enter point na pwedeng gamitin ni Satan para ikaw ay magkaroon ng critical spirit. And from there, nakita natin, alam niyo po ba na nag-start lang talaga yan sa small patch? Isang nodule, tapos hindi siya tinutubuan ng balahibo. Pas, pabilog siya, tapos yung part na yun ng katawan ng tao, walang pakiramdam. Tapos yun na, dadami na siya. O, nangangati na yung katabi mo. Tapos dadami na siya hanggang sa kumalat na siya. So, ganun po yung leprosy. So, parang ano din, no? Critical spirit din, no? Ang galing ng illustration, eh. Na nagsisimula lang siya na simple lang sa'yo, pa-complain-complain lang. Ay, pangit ang kurtina dito. Ay, paano parang tasot niya ngayon? Ganyan, no? Pa-complain-complain lang. Uy, alam mo ba? Kamusta naman si ano? Diba? Pero nagsa-cycle na pala. Hindi mo napapansin kasi may numbness na sa puso. Wala nang pakiramdam. May indifference na. And that's how leprosy, critical spirit, attacks us. Very subtle. And it's a subtle form of rebellion. No, hindi mo alam. Masa-self-destruct ka na. No? And God is very serious about it, that He will expose us. Kagaya ng ginawa niya kay Miriam. Pangalawa is communal. No? Kanina, ikaw lang. Akala mo ikaw lang yung naapektuhan. Pero it can actually affect the whole church, the whole company. No? Pwede din sa trabaho mo. If you have a boss and you don't work together with him, and madami mong comment against him, no? It could affect the whole company. And sa ating case ngayon, the church. At sabi dito, si Miriam was shut up outside the camp for 7 days and the people did not move on. For 7 days, yung 7 days na yon dapat naglalakbay na sila papunta sa promised land, pero hindi sila makagalaw, hindi sila makaalis, kasi they have to wait for Miriam to be received again. Kasi nung time nila, pag may ketong ka, kailangan kang ihiwalay. No? Kailangan ka ihiwalay. Pero this time, in-expose talaga ni Lord si Miriam sa buong Israel, sa buong camp, for them to see that rebellion, critical spirit, is a deadly, harmful spirit. And God is taking it seriously. Kita po natin yon. So we are a one body. Tayo ay body ni Christ, tama po? Parte po tayo ng katawan ni Kristo. So, hindi po pwedeng yung kalahating katawan ko, yung kanan, tara na, lakad na. Pero yung kaliwa, ayaw. No? Hindi gumagalaw. We move as one because we are body of Christ. We are one body. So, ganun din, no? Ang sakit ng kalingkingan ay sakit ng buong katawan. So, they did not left Miriam behind. They did not leave Miriam behind. Pero hinantay nila. Actually, that's honoring Miriam pa rin. Because she's a prophetess. And si God din, he has a restoration process for Miriam. So, tingin nga po. Okay pa po ba tayo? Gising pa po ba tayo? So, balikan nga po natin. Ano nga po ulit yung 3 root causes of critical spirit? Self? And self? Yan. Self. At ano daw pong effect nito? Personal and communal. So, do we recognize that somehow, at some point in our lives, tayo po ay nagkaroon ng ganito? At nagkakaroon ng ganitong mga episodes? Especially pag di natin maintindihan, bakit ganun ang direksyon? Di ba mas makakatulong to sa akin? Bakit ganito ang direksyon? Pero, this time, let's overcome. Let's choose to overcome. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, let's choose to overcome. Because we are one body. Ang sakit ng kalingkingan ay sakit ng buong katawan. At lahat tayo magtutulungan kung paano natin ito ma-overcome. Amen po ba doon? So let's propose po three things kung paano po tayo makaka-overcome sa ating critical spirit. Number one, we have to acknowledge. Acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Sa verses 6 to 8, makikita po natin, basahin nga po natin dyan. Sa verses 6 to 8, let's go. Hear now my words. I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a... Not so with my servant, Moses. He is faithful in all my households. Will him... I evenly open, not in dark sayings, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? As much as Miriam and Aaron did not want to recognize it, Moses did have a unique calling and equipping from the Lord. Kahit anong sabihin nila, no, they could never be an equal with Moses. Tama po? Kasi sinabi dito ng Panginoon, it was God who reaffirmed. It was God who elevated Moses. Moses, nasa verse 6 to 8 na tayo, pero hindi pa rin natin naririnig na nagsasalita siya at ipinagtatanggol ang kanyang sarili. Because he knows who he is in the Lord. And God himself appointed Moses to be the leader over all Israel. At makikita natin dito, no, that God appoints all authorities. Whether we like them or not, si Lord ang naglagay sa kanila doon. Diyan sa supervisor mo, diyan sa teacher mo, si Lord ang naglagay kaya siya nandiyan. At sabi po sa Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but from God. The power that be are ordained by God. And we must acknowledge and submit to God-appointed people. Sabi po ni John Bevere, we cannot separate our submission to God's inherent authority from our submission to His delegated authority. Hindi mo pa yung okay naman kami ni God, pero hindi talaga okay sa akin to si Pastor. Hindi okay to si Mentor, pero kami ni God, okay kami. No, we cannot separate that. And we saw that here in the story in Numbers 12. They thought, Miriam and Aaron, they attack Moses lang. But it was God. Kay God sila umatake. Because it was God who appointed Moses. So in every company, there's only a CEO. No? In every church, there is a pastor. We cannot be all pastors. We cannot be all mentors, no? God appoints one man in ministry. At this season, sila po ang itinalaga ng Panginoon sa buhay po natin, and we must submit ourselves to Him because God gave them to us. Do you recognize that our pastors are gifts from the Lord? Yes, they are. You know, ako po pastoral staff, and I saw, witness kung paano po talaga napaka-sacrificial ng ating mga pastors. But I saw how their faith talaga, kung gaano kalaki at kalawak sa pagmamahal nila dito sa church. And I really appreciate them, and I really see God in them kung paano sila magmahal sa church. So when we love our pastors, we love God, we love our church, and we advance together. Amen po ba doon? Amen. And pangalawa po, accountability. Sabihin nga po natin, accountability. Sabi po sa James 5:16, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. When you have lingering questions, when you have lingering thoughts, look for proper accountability, not a kakampi. Okay po? Look for proper accountability, not a kakampi. No? Kasi dito po, from here, as we allows others to check our motivations, and mula din po doon, na ipagpe-pray po tayo with our thoughts. Minsan natatakot tayo ilabas yung thoughts natin eh. Pero sabi dito, it is best to verify first before we amplify things. Diba po, pwedeng lalapit ka sa iyong accountability partner, sa iyong leader, sa iyong mentor, and then, ate, I have these thoughts. Ate, expose ko tong thoughts na to. Is this right? And then your leader, no, pwede kanyang bigyan ng ibang perspective. Yung po yung nakakatulong when you open your thoughts, your hearts to your accountability leader, hindi kung saan-saan lang at kung kani-kanino lang. Kasi ang mahahanap mo doon, kakampi. Kakamping. Ay, kakampi. Okay po? Yun po ang mahahanap natin doon. Pero this time po, no, in the case of Miriam and Aaron, tama naman, no? Lumapit naman si Miriam kay Aaron, parang tama naman. Pero di ba po, kapatid nila si Moses, pwede rin namang dumiretso na sila kay Moses. Pero they chose to make bulong-bulungan. Di ba po? Pag-usapan. Kasi nga, kanilang motivation ay iba. So this time, accountability is power, mga kapatid. You have lingering thoughts, open up. Sabi mo, ma'am, and ate, ito po yung nararamdaman ko. Ito po yung naiisip ko. Help me. If this is not from the Lord, then pray together. Makikita po natin sa James 5:16, the power of confessing our thoughts, our sins, no, sa ating pong mga leader. Sabi pa dito, pero ito yung pinakahuli, accept. There should be acceptance. Now, maybe si leader mo, no, nag-open up ka sa kanya, hindi siya nag-go with your thoughts. Kasi nga hindi kakampi ang iyong hinahanap, kundi accountability. And dito in the case of Miriam, nakita natin, no, na si Moses po yung nanalangin para sa kanya. No, humingi ng tawad si Aaron at sabi, inamin niya na, ah, I'm foolish sa aming mga napag-usapan. Oh God, please heal her. Please. But the Lord said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut outside the camp 7 days, and after that, she may be brought in again. God did heal Miriam. Tama po? Pinagalingin po siya after 7 days. And siya po ay naibalik sa camp. God forgave Miriam. Pinatawad din po siya ng Panginoon. But she had to face the consequences of her sins. Bakit si Miriam lang ate? Diba? Pero yun nga po eh, because it was Miriam. Kita sa kanyang puso na siya talaga ang may motivation to tear down Moses. At nakita din natin na hindi din naman siya nag-sorry. It was Aaron who apologized immediately. And Miriam received the punishment sa kanyang ginawa. So imagine, no, how critical spirit is very subtle, and yet, napakaliit ng critical spirit, and yet, yung impact niya, no, sa buong katawan ni Miriam, at sa buong camp ng Israel, and mula doon, ay talagang tinake seriously ni Lord yung salita niya na yon, at pinagbayaran iyon ni Miriam. So, this is the restoration process ng Lord kay Miriam. And it was difficult. I don't know kung paano magkaketo, pero naranasan ko po na magkaroon ako ng mga red spots sa buong katawan ko. It's not actually the pain or the itchiness, but it's the feeling na mamamatay na ba ako. Yung nasa isip ko nung nagkaroon po ako ng maraming red spots sa buong katawan ko before. I think that was 2019, January. And yun po eh, I think doon nire-restore ng Lord, that was a necessary journey for Miriam. At doon ni-restore ni Lord yung honoring God through honoring His God-appointed people. So this is what God is teaching us today, I believe, to assess our hearts of having critical spirit. Nakita natin ano ang ating mga motivation, at nakita din po natin anong pinag-uugatan ng mga bagay na ito. At ipinakita rin po natin sa atin ngayon kung paano ito maaaring maka-apek to sa'yo at sa church o maging sa company na kinabibilangan natin, kung hindi natin nahayaan na ang ating critical spirit ay masaway at ma-uproot sa ating mga buhay. It could destroy our relationship. Hindi ibig sabihin na hindi na tayo magsasalita. Again, 3 A's, acknowledge. It takes humility to acknowledge that you are not the pastor, you are not the leader at this time. And then you need accountability to check on you, to check on our hearts and motivations, and accept whatever God is dealing in our hearts. No, and this particular season, it's honoring the appointed leaders of God over your life. Amen po ba doon, mga kapatid? Amen. And this time, I would like to ask you to bow down your heads. Sige po. Let us just pray and let us just come to God again. The Lord is here. The Spirit of the living God is here. He knows you. He knows every room of your heart, every room of your thoughts. And just allow Him. Do not be afraid. Just allow Him to check on you. Search your heart. Do I have this self-doubt? May inggit ba sa puso ko, sa boss ko, sa leader ko, sa pastor ko? Is there this sense of self-entitlement? Gusto ko ba equal kami? Hindi ko siya makita na leader ko. Kapatid, God is very serious. God honors your leader. God honors your pastor. And we are to honor them. So right now, kung ikaw ito, and you see yourself, Lord, here's my heart. You know me. Hindi ako makakapagtago sa'yo. Lord, I have a critical spirit. I recognize it before you now. Can you raise your hand? Huwag niyo pong tingnan ang inyong katabi. Let's just allow God. It's between you and the Lord right now. And search your heart. Is this you? Lord, I have this kind of spirit and I don't like it. Nandami kong nakikitang mali. Laging mali lang ang nakikita ko sa anak ko. Lagi lang mali ang nakikita ko sa mga tao, sa church. Lord, I recognize this. And I want to surrender this to you. Is this you? Can you raise your hands? Come on. Thank you, God. Let's just allow God to help us overcome all our pride. Help us to overcome critical spirit. Lord, you see us. And as a church, Lord, hirap na hirap kami maka-advance. Kasi wala kami nakikita kundi yung isa't isa. Instead na mag-focus kami sa iyo, Panginoon. And this critical spirit is hindering us for advancing the kingdom of God. And right now, as one church, let's just ask forgiveness sa Panginoon. Nag-contribute ang ating mga negative thoughts, ang ating mga negative feelings, at mas inuuna natin yon, mas na-highlight natin yon, kaysa sa mga pinapagawa na ng Panginoon. Na dapat nandito na tayo, and yet, hindi tayo makaabante, kapatid. Because we do not want to overcome lahat ng mga issues natin within. Right now, let's just ask God, Lord, right now, Lord, I recognize this and I want to submit this to you. If this is you, just raise your hands. God sees you. God knows you. And if you want to restore that honoring spirit within you, wala naman ako nun ate, but right now I saw how God honors His appointed leader. And there's a need for the sense of reverence na ma-restore, ma-redeem sa aking puso. Lord, I need that kind of fear so that I won't entertain critical spirit. Kung ito ay kakatok sa puso mo, hindi mo ito tatanggapin because God is restoring the spirit of honor in your heart. If this is your prayer, kindly raise your hands. God sees you. God honors your commitment. And He is redeeming you, redeeming us right now. Come on, tayo po tayong lahat. Tayo po tayong lahat. And let's just welcome the Spirit of the Living God here in our midst. Sabi dun sa song, pag ang Diyos ang nag-move, when the Spirit of God move in this place, we are changed. We are moved to change. Amen. Amen. Right now, let's just sing and allow the Spirit of the Living God to move in our midst. Come on. Let's pray. Yes, God. Spirit of the Living God. Move us, Lord, to conviction. Move us to change. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, speak to us, Lord God. Holy Spirit, move in our midst, Lord God. And change us, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Anytime now, lahat na nagtaas ng kamay, pwede po kayo lumapit dito sa harapan. As a sign of your surrender, as a sign of your brokenness, and humility before the Lord. Allowing Him to move in you, to change you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Anytime now, you can come and ask God, Lord, move us to change, Lord. Break our hearts and cleanse our thoughts, Lord God. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Living God. Spirit of the Living God. You know us, Lord. You see every room of our hearts. We cannot hide from You, God. And right now, we repent. We repent of our critical spirit, Lord. Patawarin mo kami, Lord God, sa lahat ng salitang binitawan namin. Hindi kami nakapag-isip, Lord God. Patawarin mo kami, Lord God, sa lahat ng mga salita na nakasakit sa pastors namin, sa leaders namin, Lord. Hindi namin ito napag-isipan, Panginoon. Patawarin niyo po kami. Lord, cleanse us. Lord, renew us. Lord, we uproot the spirit of critical spirit in us, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, all the negative thoughts, the negative words, the negative condition of our hearts in the name of Jesus, we uproot it. Come on. We uproot it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, we replace it with honor, with a spirit of honor, appreciation. appreciation, words of encouragement, Lord God, that will build up one another, that will build up our pastors, that will build up, Lord, this church for your glory, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we pray as a church, Lord. Lord, cleanse us. Renew that honoring spirit, a sense of awe and wonder. Lord, that when we see our pastor, when we see our mentor, our leader, Lord, we have this burden in our hearts to pray for them, to weep with them when they are hurting, to carry their burden, Lord. Because we are one church, Lord God. One body. Lord, salamat po, Panginoon. Lord, continue to work in us the spirit of restoration, God. The spirit of honoring. Hallelujah, Lord God. No more critical spirit. Say no more critical spirit. For in every word that we declare, the Holy Spirit is resolving it in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is resolving it in our hearts that we no longer welcome critical spirit in our minds, in our hearts. Whether this is against your pastor, mentor, your boss, kapatid, you are part of one body. You are part of that company. And whatever you do, it contributes to the advancement, to the progress of that company. To advancement of God's kingdom. And right now, God is helping us. The Spirit of the Living God is helping us to overcome and to help you, Spirit. Spirit of honoring, to saturate us, to saturate our hearts right now. Hallelujah. Begin to worship God. Begin to thank Him. Yes, God. It's only you, God. It's only you. It's only you, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Right now, if there is a spirit of insecurity or spirit of envy, spirit of jealousy, right now surrender it to the Lord. He knows you. And these spirits are not from Him. Lord, patawarin niyo po kami, Panginoon, for this insecurity that we have. Yung inggit, Lord, kung paano kinakain kami nito. At maging selos, Lord. Lord, we recognize, Lord, that these are sinful. And Lord, we don't want this anymore. No more in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Cleanse us from this kind of spirit. And Lord, we pray that you give us a sense of security. In you, God, we are secured. You satisfy us with good things, with finest things, Lord God. And we don't have to compare ourselves anymore. Lord, give us a new perspective. New set of lens, Lord God, that as we see you, as we see our brothers and sisters, as we see our mentor, as we see our pastor, Lord, we see them with honor. We look at them, Lord God, with love. with gratefulness, with appreciation, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Salamat, Panginoon. Because in you, there's restoration. In you, everything is redeemable. In you, God, we can start anew. Salamat, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we also pray sa lahat ng first time na nandito ngayon. God is here telling you that He is the God above all else. He is big, yes, but He wants to be in your heart. Gusto ng Panginoon na nandyan siya sa puso mo. Would you allow Him to enter your heart and accept Him as your Lord and Savior? And if this is your prayer, wherever you are, kung di ka malumapit dito, come on, let us pray. Panginoong Jesus, kilala mo ako, Panginoon, at ikaw ang nagdala sa akin dito. You know the deep struggles that I have. And I ask, Lord, for your forgiveness. Patawarin mo ako, Panginoon, sa lahat ng aking reklamo sa buhay, sa aking pagkukumpara, sa aking mga inggit, patawarin niyo po ako. At ngayong araw na ito, ay tinatanggap ko po, ikaw, Panginoong Jesus, bilang aking tagapagligtas at aking Panginoon. Lord, ako ay binabago mo. Ako ay bago na. Spirit of the living God, salamat. Salamat sa Panginoong Jesus na nagbayad ng lahat ng aking kasalanan doon sa krus. Ikaw na po ang maghari sa akin. Kayo na po ang maghari sa amin, sa aming isipan, sa aming puso. And never again our emotion, our negative thoughts ang mag-overcome sa amin. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Punuin niyo po ng pasasalamat ang aming mga puso ngayon. Salamat, Panginoon, for giving us people who will guide us towards Christ-likeness. Thank you, God. And we remember our pastors, Lord. Lord, let your power, your anointing, be upon them right now in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We honor you. All glory belongs to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.